Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Later today in Pennsylvania, President Biden is expected to call for higher tariffs on U.S. imports of steel and aluminum from China. Biden wants to triple the current tariff rate. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, Biden will make the case during a speech at the headquarters of the United Steelworkers Union in Pittsburgh.
Currently, the tariffs average around 7.5%. U.S. officials told reporters that Chinese steel imports account for less than 1% of U.S. demand. But Chinese steel prices are 40% lower than U.S. steel, and they're worried about a surge of exports. Since taking office, Biden has largely kept in place the signature tariff policies of his predecessor. And this announcement is a sign of how the president is trying to shore up support in a key swing state. Former President Donald Trump, who is likely to be Biden's opponent again, has said he wants to increase tariffs on a range of imports if he wins this November. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Biden was in Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday. He takes his re-election campaign to Philadelphia tomorrow. Seven jurors are seated in Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. Jury selection resumes tomorrow. Meanwhile, the presumptive GOP presidential nominee visited a small store in New York City yesterday where the owner fatally stabbed a customer in 2022. The owner said it was in self-defense and was briefly charged with murder by the district attorney who is now prosecuting Trump. Those murder charges were later dropped. Trump visited the bodega to talk about crime.
We're making a big play for New York. Other cities too, but this city, I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out.
Some of Trump's campaigning is limited right now because he is required by New York law to attend his criminal trial. Electronic warfare connected to the conflict in Gaza is interfering with the global positioning system in a large part of the Middle East and Eastern Mediterranean. As NPR's Jane Araf reports, it's creating problems with aviation, shipping, and even phone apps.
At Beirut's international airport and others in the region, pilots are landing the old-fashioned way without satellite-based global positioning systems. That's because since the war in Gaza began, Israel has been spoofing the GPS system in surrounding countries to counter missiles and rockets. Professor Todd Humphreys at the University of Texas in Austin tracked the source of the electronic spoofing.
That data points to a particular airbase run by the IDF in Israel.
Spoofing sends signals giving pilots, ship captains, and anyone else using GPS false locations. Israel has said it was blocking GPS, but doesn't admit to spoofing. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.
This is NPR. The Senate will take the first steps today of the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. All senators will be sworn in as jurors early this afternoon. Mayorkas was impeached by the Republican-led House by a margin of one vote. GOP lawmakers accuse him of breaking federal law and allowing migrants to illegally enter the country. The popular board game Catan is getting a new version with a 21st century twist. NPR's Nathan Rott reports energy production and pollution will be a part of the new game.
Much of the mechanics of the new version of the hugely popular game, formerly known as Settlers of Catan, are similar to the original. But co-developer Benjamin Teuber says it has some new elements.
Cities, towns produce pollution. We all know that. And then additionally, you can build power plants. And you can have fossil-based power plants or renewable energy-based power plants.
Players will have to manage pollution or deal with catastrophe. Sound familiar? Teuber says he hopes a new game will help inspire helpful conversations. Catan New Energies is scheduled to be released early this summer. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Housing values for Black homeowners in the city of Detroit skyrocketed by nearly $3 billion in recent years. That's according to a study by the University of Michigan. It found the net housing value doubled from about $3 billion to $6 billion for Black homeowners. Researchers analyzed data from the 9-year period following Detroit's bankruptcy filing in 2013. The mayor says he's celebrating the news. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.